Yom Teruah prepares Israel for Yom Kippur, a day of judgment for the nation with the sound of a shofar. Where else do we see shofars? We see in Revelation, beginning in chapter 8, the seven judgments of Adonai announced by the blast of the shofar. The first four shofars are associated with judgments that affected nature directly and man indirectly. Shofars 5 and 6 are associated with plagues that affected man directly. These judgments resemble the plagues inflicted upon Egypt. However, notice the final shofar, Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15. The seventh angel sounded his shofar, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Messiah, and he will rule forever and ever." So just what has happened? There has been judgment against the world and its system. This is not the same as the wrath that Adonai will pour out on the bowls found in Revelation. But there has also been a transfer of rulership. What does Messiah say? Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13. "But whoever holds out until the end will be delivered." Matthew 24 and verses 21 and 22. "For there will be trouble, then worse than there has ever been from the beginning of the world until now, and there will be nothing like it again. Indeed, if the length of this time had not been limited, no one would survive. But for the sake of those who have been chosen, its length will be limited." Where is Israel in the midst of this, during the plagues of Egypt? Where are believers in Messiah in the midst of this, in Revelation? What I am about to say is going to dispel the belief anyone holds to the premise of the rapture, where believers will be removed from the earth before it gets really bad. When we look at Passover in relation to Revelation, where was Israel when the plagues were being inflicted upon Egypt and their economic and God system? Adonai didn't remove them from what was to fall upon Egypt, but protected them while they were in the midst. The answer to this question is that they were in Goshen. Adonai spoke to Moses, Exodus chapter 8 and verses 22 and 23. "But I will set apart the land of Goshen where my people live. No swarms of insects will be there, so that you can realize that I am Adonai, right here in the land. Yes, I will distinguish between my people and your people, and the sign will happen by tomorrow." How can we relate Goshen to the end times? First, Israel was in the midst of judgment, yet they were protected. Anyone who was with Israel in Goshen was protected. Anyone who was in the home of an Israelite family during the final plague was also protected. Next time we will look at Messiah's return. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.